Welcome back, everyone. It's time for Therapy Thursday with Dr. Steve Craig from Craig Counseling Services. And it's a brand new year. Same problems, though. Turns out we all still have problems, and we need you, Dr. Steve.
Well,
more than ever, quite frankly.
More than ever. Okay. So then today what we're going to do is, Dr. Steve, hold on.
Headphone issue.
See, we do have problems.
There we go.
Very good. Right.
Dr. Steve, I am frustrated by my interactions with my family members over the holidays. This could be anybody. During 2025, I decided I was tired of going nowhere in my career and made it a goal to get a promotion and will now be a VP. But still, no one treats me like that matters or like I'm important. It's like nobody actually cares. And more than to just nod and weakly say, oh, that's nice. No follow-up questions, nothing. Should I just give up trying to impress my family? But if my family isn't going to care, who will? In my new job, I'm finally going to have an impressive title and oversee around 30 employees, which means I will finally have a direct impact on lives. But I'm sure even next year when I tell my family that, no one will care. I told them that few people in my company have that title and how hard I had to work to get there, but all anyone really wanted to talk about was the Lions. Hey. Is this my family? Right? Do other people have this problem? Do I need to be a doctor for people to take an interest or be impressed with my accomplishments? Why do I work this hard if the important people in my life are so caught up in their own lives or sports talk that nobody cares? Do I expect too much? Do I need to just push the issue harder? Or should I realize people are selfish and stop caring? By Chris.
This is ludicrous. This is absolutely wild. Here's the thing. If you are looking for a trophy from your family, then you're not doing this thing for you.
No, you're not.
This is all about you need constant stroking of your ego. That is insane to me. Insane to me.
No, that shows a deeper problem
Here's the other part, too. When I ask people about things, if I'm maybe this is something you can diagnose. I don't know. When I ask people a question about their lives, I'm genuinely interested. I genuinely care, or else I wouldn't ask. If I ask, Lloyd, how's the family?
Yeah.
Jamie, how's the family? It's because I care. I like you guys. We're friends. We work together.
Yeah.
This is great. I care. If they don't care, what are you? Just leave it alone. Mm-hmm. Eat the mashed potatoes, open the gift, and move along. That's craziness.
Yeah. I just think it's crazy too. Listen, you do what you do because you want to do it. I don't do what I do to get accolades from my family. A lot of times I get embarrassed when they start saying things. When they say, Lloyd, I heard this or I saw you this way. I'm just laying low. I just do what I do, you know, and it doesn't define me, you know, if I don't get the accolades from my family. So
what do you think? You're great, Lloyd.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
To what they said, he's looking for validation from his family. But could he communicate more? Like, do they know he oversees 30 employees now? And, like, maybe he could communicate more and they could have more of a discussion about what he needs from them.
Okay. So I'm going to agree right off the bat. If you're looking for accolades from other people, you're not going to get anywhere. I mean, you always have to be filled up by other people. It's never going to happen. But I think he's really searching for the part of the question is, well, but then how do I make it people be feel important? I mean, how am I? It's a communication thing. Well, how am I going to do it? So many people want to have an impact in life, but they don't know how to get there. And so I thought the way we could handle this is that we're going to teach people how to really get that importance. And so, like, here, I'll go through a couple typical cool ways people think they're going to get importance, and you see if you can figure out why it really doesn't land well. Okay. So I wrote down things. Some people think I have an important title. You know, hey, look at my title. Mm-hmm. But I'm a doctor. I'm a CEO. I'm an author. I'm a husband. I'm a dad. None of that makes me important. So your title doesn't make you important. You're mm-hmm. reading my notes.
No, I'm not. I can't see. I can't see right. that far.
Okay.
Jamie, you went to Medill. Cheater. You're cheating.
All right. I literally cannot see. So don't worry.
Your effort doesn't make you important. People throw, I work harder than anybody else. Your credentials. I don't care if people call you mayor or whatever. Your longevity, how long you've been here, your seniority. All these things don't make you important, but that's what people, they try all the time to throw that stuff out. So really, why doesn't any of that make you important? Because it doesn't impact people's lives. I mean, if you, I don't care what your title is, you don't become important and then impact people's lives. You impact their lives, and that makes you become important. And so, you know, if you think about how it happens at work, the senior people don't tap you on the shoulder and promote you. It's the people beneath you who lift you up on their shoulders because you impacted them. So it's not because I had this title, they gave me a new title. It's that all the people around me lifted me up. I impacted people first. And so this guy is, like many people, trying to, like, I want to be president so I can impact a lot of people's lives. No, impact enough people's lives and you'll become
president. Yeah.
It's, they do it backwards, and then they wonder why no one seems to care, but they've done it in reverse.
Have you seen this Uwe Pearlman?
What?
Walking around. He's this mentalist, right?
Okay.
And he reads people's minds and blah, blah, blah. It's a this thing he does. But he's on all these national shows. He's doing all of these interviews. And he told this story on this podcast that I was listening to about how he was going to meet Steven Spielberg.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Steven Spielberg, okay? Talk about importance. That guy's important, right? And he's like, I had so many questions for Steven Spielberg. But when I talked to him, I didn't ask one question because he was asking me.
Right.
He was curious about me. Mm-hmm. And I had to like ask his assistant, like, could I maybe ask him something because I'm curious? Like, it was never about him asking the question
or feeling important.
He was curious enough to ask him questions.
And that's a great point. And that's what made Steven Spielberg important to
correct.
Him, which is why he was telling you the story.
But in your story, he never was like, I asked my aunt how.
Wait, what's
her crocheting is going?
Right, he's not asking them anything about them. Maybe he is, but we're not hearing that. But we can assume that. But when people are asking him questions, he's not actually answering how he's impacting things or pushing anything back to be important in their lives.
Right.
I got this
There's
title.
There's no substance in the discussion. It's just like I have a title.
Right. You know, my wife doesn't think I'm important because I have the title of husband. That's like at the end of the day, it's how I positively impact her every day.
Right.
And people ask me, you know, tell me about your relationship. I'll say, well, I'm husband. I say, well, I do this and we spend time together and I care about. I mean, I'm going to explain all the things I do to impact people's lives and your life when I'm talking to you.
Maybe this guy
not
should
throw titles out.
Maybe this guy should be, you know, a member of the Lions.
I was going to say to his point that sports talk was not important because they're not in the playoffs.
Right.
Right. So really the point is impact people's, pay attention to impacting their lives, to Chris's point. Listen, impact them in the real time and you will become so important to them that doesn't matter what your title is.
I love that. Let that marinate for a minute. We'll be right back on JR Morning.